Director of the Richmond Vale Academy, Stina Herberg, said the RVA, which is located in the red zone, was severely impacted by the explosive eruption of La Soufre volcano.
For the first month after the evacuation, we couldn't really return to RVA because we are in the red zone, or at that time the red zone. So we were engaging very much in relief work. We did a lot of feed distribution to farmers and assisted a lot of people sheltered. So we had intensive relief effort. And this went on for 3 months. We raised money and did relief efforts. And then sometime in May, we could return to see the damages at the school, and they were severe. We have our whole farm. We have a 30-acre ecological farm, which would be St. Vincent's biggest ecological farm, where the sheep pens, the pig pens, the horse pens, the chicken pens, the egg layers, it's all destroyed, like many farmers are experiencing in the areas closer to the volcano. So all this is down. We had a very good ecological passion fruit production, but all the passion fruit plants, they have died. And there's a lot of mess, you could say, all over the place.
Ms. Herberg outlined the work to be done in various areas on the road to recovery, starting with the water system.
If we're going to recover the farm, the first thing we have to do is to recover our water system. We had a 150,000-liter rainwater harvesting pond, which is now full of ash. And this pond, with a solar pump with gravity-fed irrigation, fed all the greenhouses where we had all the seedlings. So first, we would have to recover the water system. Then we have to recover the nursery. Then we have to recover the compost system. Then we have to set the seedlings. Then we have to repair the passion fields, which is mainly fixing the fences and cutting back the rain bush. The rain bush is what gives nitrogen to the passion fruits. Then when we have planted the passion fruits and we have the compost, then it takes us 9 months to harvest, okay? So by the time we have made the compost system, the water system, be able to set the seedlings, get our nursery back in production, that would take us quite some time. And then by the time we have planted the passion fruits, we have to wait another 9 months.
And Ms. Herberg said most of the members of staff at the academy have moved back, and they're preparing for the arrival of students in January next year.
We had planned to have students already in this fall, but obviously that's changed. But in January, we will have national and international students returning to RVA, where many of them will live here. So we resume student programs where we have 20 international volunteers come in. We have about 10 national volunteers coming in on the live-in programs. That's where the headlines are climate change, resilience, biodiversity protection, conservation, working with planting and restoring corals, working in a variety of communities across St. Vincent with planting vetiver grass to prevent soil erosion and taking care of the coastline and plant more coastal trees. So that's happening. Then we will also have 16-day students who are from mainly North Leeward who will be trained to be coral gardeners in a big project for coral restoration that RVA is involved with, together with Sustainable Grenadines and together with Clear Caribbean in St. Lucia. So you could say in spite of being severely affected by the volcano, we have been able to continue our community and conservation effort.
Director of the Richmond Vale Academy, Stina Herberg. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's special report.